This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked ladies.
Hola.
One of those crazy white people that have their dog sleep in bed with them. And one of our dogs, she's always on the outside, so keeping me from rolling out of bed, and she's under the covers. And I, at this point, I was sleeping face down, and I just woke up to just the most god-awful stank. I just can't describe it. And then I pieced it together. Oh, yeah, she's been scooting her butt a lot. Her anal glands had expressed about 6 inches from my face.
Ah!
That is a smell.
God, that is a smell. They can do it on their own?
Well, if they get to the point where they have to release at some point in time, you can do it manually, or it's just going to happen on its own. It's like a zit.
Right.
You can pop the damn thing, or eventually it's just going to do itself the way it does.
Ah! How messy is that? Like, how much is extracted from the anal glands?
It was not a lot, thankfully, quantity-wise, but, I mean, the smell just stayed in the room. Open all the windows, get a fan going. It didn't matter. It was there all night and all the next day.
Just a dab will do you, as they say.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Put a little behind your ear, and you're good to go.
Yeah, wow.
We've had vet techs that have called and told us that doing that, you know, it squirts in your mouth.
Yeah, I remember a woman who called and said that happened.
They've had it hit their lip, you know, just in their eyes, just like, oh, God.
Well, my dog's been taking this medication. One of the things the medication does, of course, it gives not quite diarrhea. She just has to poop more often than not. So earlier this week, I think it was maybe Monday, I wake up to the faint stink of dog poop. My wife's super tired. She's like, man, I woke up 3 o'clock this morning. I heard the dog in the hallway. I knew what she was doing. Pooped on the floor, cleaned it up, whatever. Then she's about 4:30 in the morning, and I slept through all this. She's like, dog did it again. I've been cleaning dog ass all morning, right? She's kind of over it. I'm like, dude, I get it. So I take the dog out. It comes about 8 a.m. now, but I still smell it. I'm like, babe, you cleaned it, right? She's like, yeah, of course I cleaned it. I'm like, it just smells like there's still dog ass somewhere in the house. And then I flip on the light to the basement, and at the very bottom of the stairs, there's this glistening pile. And I'm just like, oh, God, man. So go downstairs, and it's not normal dog poop. It's kind of, it's not quite running. It's not quite solid. It's kind of like that mucusy, whatever. Dude, it is awful. And then, so we're taking out like every 2 hours. I mean, she has to go. So take her out. And she's pooping on the strip of grass between the sidewalk and my neighbor's house. No big deal. Pooped there before. I got my poop bag. The neighbor comes out. We're chatting. My dog lays one down. I pull out the bag. I'm going to look at it. It's already like melted into the ground. It's just.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the neighbor. I said, look, man, should I even bother with this? She's like, can you give it a try? I'm like, I'll try. Absolutely nothing happened. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
What's just slipping through the bag.
Yeah.
What was the source of the stank? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, yeah, I.
and I had an apartment in my bedroom, and there's just something crazy going on, and I just didn't know where it was coming from. And I swear it was like a dead body. I've never smelled dead body, but just from what everyone describes, I'm like, this, I've never smelled like it is so bad. And so it just kept getting worse. Couldn't figure it out. So I literally had to go through every inch of every single item in my room, like socks and clothes. Cause my roommate had a dog. So I'm, dog get in here? And it's just something's been rotting in here. Is there like a dead rat? Well, it turns out, not under my bed, but behind my bed was a bag of frozen broccoli.
How did that get behind your bed?
Yeah, I'm like, what the? And so I like pull, and it was unopened. And so I like opened the bag, and there's nothing in it except for like black powder.
Ah!
And I remember like months prior to that, I had a fever, and I just like, I needed ice on my head. And I vaguely remember like grabbing the bag of broccoli. And I must have passed out, and it was just lodged behind my bed the whole time.
Oh, how long had it been there, do you think?
Long enough for, like, a full bag of broccoli to be almost like black dust.
Okay.
Jesus, man.
Wow.
That is so gross.
Yeah.
Broccoli never smells good, by the way. And there's people that like it, but there are ways where it'll smell less bad than other times, man. Anytime someone cooks broccoli, and all my years cooking, every once in a while you steam
smell,
broccoli.
Smells like crap.
It's like, oh my, I cannot believe. Look, I know people like it, but it's just one of those deals, like you say with liver and onions. I cannot believe that you smell this and then said, you know what, ma'am? I want a bite of that.
Mm-hmm. I had a fish tank in my
sometimes my a broccoli is just the lesser of evils.
It is.
Brussels sprouts.
Right. I know. I'm just saying the first person to eat broccoli, like how hungry were you that someone steamed that and you're like, yeah, I want that in my mouth.
I had an aquarium in my bedroom and I had two Oscars. And I woke up one morning and there were babies all over the tank.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to have to get a bigger tank probably.
Yeah.
And they quickly started diminishing. And I was just assuming that the parents are eating their babies.
Sure. So me and my wife did.
But, you know, the tank is crystal clear, and it's starting to smell. And I'm like, I don't get it. So, basically, I take all the water out of the tank, replace the water, do all that. Then the smell got worse after I replaced all the water. And I'm like, what in the hell's going on? It turns out that you put two grates down, depending on the size of the fish tank.
Yeah.
Down onto the bottom of the aquarium. And then you hook up the system that allows the air to be pumped through.
Sure.
Right? So what happened was that the fish were getting sucked into the filtration system.
Oh.
They were all going underneath that grate on the bottom, which is about a third, 3/4 of an inch to an inch tall. Then you put the gravel on top, blah, 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 blah. All those fish did not get eaten by their parents. They had all gotten sucked under there and all died. So this deathly smell
that they all die
of like 50 little baby Oscars is emanating from the bottom of this fish tank. When I lifted it up, man, it was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. In the meantime, like I got two Oscars in a bathtub.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to clean this thing. They're just loving life because it was a bigger area for them to swim. Yeah, exactly.
Well, they're probably traumatized, Miles. You left them in there watching their kids die.
Yeah, this is a good point, Miles.
What was the source of the stank? 206-803-RUD.
They're loving life in the bathtub, Miles.
God, that smelled.
If trauma.
And you blamed them.
Oh, I did.
What are you guys, eating your kids? They're like, well, no, your machine's sucking them to death.
Yeah.
Your machine killed our children.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time for Lower Your Guess is as good as mine. Our categories today, we have the world's deadliest animals and warm weather destinations. You guys want to stick with animals today or you want to go warm weather destinations as our color has dropped on?
Uh-huh. I'd say we stick with animals, Ted.
All right, deadly animal.
Deadliest.
Okay.
Animals.
Deadliest.
Deadliest.
These are the world's 10 deadliest animals. The figures are estimates and may vary year by year, but this is all according to BBC Science.
Bubbuck.
And they broke it all down. So among these elephants, a few can be found in Africa, a few can be found in Australia, a few can be found in North America, and some can
animals?
Be found all over the world. Yes.
Did you say elephants?
Oh, elephants and animals.
Okay.
Oh, well, we should definitely guess elephants because they're on the list if you said it by mistake.
I did. How many people are killed every year by elephants?
220.
I would say...
On average.
90.
600 people die a year.
Jeez, man.
From elephant attacks.
Really?
Mostly in Thailand in southern Africa.
There was, I want to say, I may have been Thailand like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Elephant came to town, but it was specifically for one dude, all right? So it messes this guy up. His buddies, they take off running because there's nothing you can do with an elephant. Now, the dude does not die. So they drag his ass to like a hut somewhere in town. Elephants come back that night and kill him. I don't know what this guy did, but like they effed him up. Apparently, the elephant went back and said, I didn't finish the job. And they said, no, we're going to finish the job. And they killed him.
It's amazing the elephant knew he didn't live. Like, did he see
That's
him?
What I'm saying. They came back that night and they killed him and then rolled out. I'm like, damn.
What number was that, Miles?
That was number 8 on the list.
And that's 600. So let's just say mosquitoes are the obvious.
Mosquitoes are number 1. Mosquitoes average 725,000 deaths a year annually worldwide.
Damn.
So yes, they are the most deadly animal in the world.
All right, so I'm going to get hippos, maybe?
Hippos? Maybe a type of bear?
Okay, what are you thinking?
Is it, if it's broken down by specifics, I would go grizzly.
Is that what you're going to guess?
Yeah, let's go grizzly.
Not on the list.
Dumbass Ted.
My bad. I think it's just based on where they are and the percentage of people that live in those areas.
That's why I'm going to guess hippos. Because it seems like people in those villages, they got to go to the water. Hippos are there and they hate everything.
I was in a town in Victoria Falls, and you are not supposed to walk the streets at night because that's when the hippos roam.
Jesus Christ.
So you have to be...
on the street.
You can't walk back from the restaurant to your hotel. You need to take an Uber, even if it's 4 blocks. That's what.
Because there's hippos in the city?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a city?
Yes.
That seems crazy.
Right.
How fast do you think a hippo can run? So it's out of the water.
19.
You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. 19 miles an hour.
You guys going to guess hippos?
I'm going to guess hippos.
That is number 9 on the list.
Whoops. How many are they killing?
They kill an average of 500 people a year.
Jesus, man.
I don't know how I got that right.
I mean, it's literally, it says 19 miles an hour.
Yep.
That hippo's running fast. God damn it, Miles. This is going to sound horrible. Would have been a hell of a story.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
Miles
yeah.
come back from dinner and got chased down by a hippo, man. We lost him.
In the downtown.
Downtown.
Well, the thing is, it's dark. They don't have a lot of street lights. They're kind of more of a black-skinned animal, so you can't really see them.
In Africa.
So they kind of hide in the bushes when they're eating stuff and everything else. And
no, I mean, I'm talking about... Are they hiding?
Man.
Or are they just like, Mitch, do not even walk over here.
They're doing the best they can, I figure.
Okay. All right, so we got hippos, elephants. I mean, snakes has to be on there, right?
Yeah, they got to be, right?
I would think
so. All the venomous-ass snakes, because, like, Africa, I feel like, you know, hippos would not be a problem in the States, because they'd be like, we choose not to live near hippos.
Yeah.
For Africa, you got all these villages you got to deal. Elephants, there's all these villages they got to deal. You think, like, gators, crocodiles, right? Because kind of like hippos, if you got to go to the water and they're there, that's an issue. Hold
on, I would think crocs over gators on that one, though.
They just hang out downtown.
Crocodiles.
Crocodiles on the list. Number 7. Crocodiles annually kill at least 1,000 people a year.
Damn.
Okay, so you guys got one strike against you. You're correct with hippos at 9, elephants with 8, crocs at 7, and mosquitoes are number 1.
This might be stupid. Follow me on this tracking one, but what about farm animals? Horses, cows, something like that.
You know what? No, it makes sense.
You know?
But are they... Do you think they kill enough people to be on the list? I know they injure enough, for sure.
Right, true right? enough. Nah, I'll walk off that ledge.
Okay, one of these animals you can only find pretty well exclusively in maybe Arizona and
rattlesnakes.
New Mexico.
Scorpions.
Scorpions, that is correct.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Scorpions kill 3,300 people a year, putting them as the 6th most deadly animal, more deadly than elephants and hippos.
Are they the most dangerous thing in North America?
No.
Oh, Christ. All right.
How do we feel about that snake call?
How do you feel about it?
Yeah, let's go snakes.
Number 3.
Yep.
Snakes kill an average of 138,000 people worldwide a year.
You think like bees or wasps or anything like that are on there?
I mean, I don't know the numbers on Lyme disease. Do you think like a tick shows up?
I don't know. I don't know if they're killing people. It seems like they disable you. They make your life a living hell, but you survive.
Miles, is there any hints? Is there something like obvious we're missing, like squirrels? Or
yeah, we're missing a big one as far as what animal, what technically animals, the definition.
I would say bees or wasps.
Okay. Assassin bugs are number five. I'm going to give that to you.
I don't even know what an assassin bug is.
Basically, a bug that can kill you.
That qualifies as an assassin bug.
Whether you're allergic, whatever the deal is.
But mosquito doesn't qualify?
Mosquitoes is its own category.
I guess.
Damn. Assassin mosquitoes are like, nah, bro.
There is a thing called an assassin bug, but they also loop in anyone else that's been killed by a venom or whatever.
Venomous, yeah.
Venomous insect.
All right.
We got one here in Africa. We got one all over the planet. We got two all over the planet left.
One in Africa.
And two all over the planet. It might be spiders.
We're done with insects.
We're done with insects. Never mind. It's not spiders. One in Africa. So are we talking like lions or something like that?
Rhinos, lions, hyenas.
Let's go lions.
Lions. Number 10.
Yeah.
That's the 10th deadliest animal on the planet. They kill an average of 200 people a year.
Damn.
So hippos, elephants, crocodiles, scorpions, and assassin bugs all are more dangerous than a lion, believe it or not.
So we're missing two.
Okay.
So Ted went grizzly and that was wrong. Does that count all bears, Miles?
I'll give you a hint. Two can actually live together in the same home.
Cats and dogs.
Which one do you want to pick?
You already got
the big cat.
Dogs.
Dogs kill 59,000 people a year.
Jesus. Damn,
worldwide. Christ. Okay.
Is that number two or number four?
That's number four. And the lone one left, you guys have got one strike, sometimes lives with dogs.
Humans?
Humans, Ted, you are correct.
Ah, okay.
Humans kill on average 400,000 people a year. There you go. The 10 deadliest animals in the world. At number 10, lions. Hippos comes in at 9 with 500 kills a year. Elephants, number 8 with 600 deaths a year. Crocodiles kill 1,000 people a year at number 7. Number 6 is scorpions with 3,300 deaths attributed. The zoo. Assassin bugs kill 10,000. Dogs, 59,000 at 4. Snakes kill 138,000 people at number 3. Humans average 400,000 deaths a year at 2. And your number one, the deadliest animal on the planet, that would be the mosquito, with 725,000 deaths attributed per year. There you go. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
I'll tell you what, though, you're not wrong about the size of those things. I saw one on top of a house in Edmonds when I was going to pick up my kids many years ago. But it was a big old white, I don't know if it's a snow owl or...
I don't know.
It was majestic. People were stopping, taking pictures. Cars were stopped, pulled over on the side of the road. I'm like, what are they all looking at? And then I looked up on the top of this this roof of this home, and it was just perched up there. And at first, I thought it was like one of those decorative owls that they put up
to scare away other birds.
Yeah, exactly. Then I was like, no, that's just a big-ass white owl. And I've only seen an owl in the wild maybe two or three other times. Once on a golf course, I saw one in Annapolis. Basically, I just heard this, and I was like, what is that? It sounded, and it dropped out of this tree, and it tried to hit a squirrel or a chipmunk or something.
Yeah.
Missed, but I mean, just the span of this thing and the size of it. It's kind of like when you stop and you see a big cargo army plane up in the air.
Yeah.
It takes like tanks places. You're just like, that thing can fly? Oh, my God.
So, you said you also own two sugar gliders.
Yes. So, we have two sugar gliders. They're about 12 years old now.
Damn.
And their lifespan is anywhere like around 14 to 15 years. And we ended up getting them from the Puyallup Fair.
Wow. Like, did you win them?
No, there was a booth and a vendor, and so you could go through the whole process of purchasing them as pets, and they set you up with all of the starter kit stuff, and then they would come. You had to come back, I think it was like 6 weeks later, to come and pick them up.
What do sugar gliders eat? Like, what is their diet day to day?
Yeah, so they have pellets that you can purchase. They actually sell them at, like, local pet food stores, or you can order them online, and the pellets have, like, protein and all that stuff in them, but they love fruit. They are actually marsupials, and so they look like flying squirrels, but they're marsupials because they have a little pouch, which is why the guy had them in a little pouch, because they actually give you, like, a travel pouch when you're bonding with them to carry them around because they like to be with you and smell your scent.
So the guy wasn't crazy. The woman who called earlier, that dude was not a nutcase. That's just the proper way to carry your sugar glider.
Correct. Yeah. When ours were younger, I actually used to like wear a big scarf and kind of bundle them in the pouch under the scarf. And so they enjoy that. That's like comforting for them.
Where do they use the bathroom?
So they'll kind of go anywhere, but you can potty train them. You can actually potty train them to, like, go on command and to not go in certain places. They actually say you can give them as much attention as, like, almost like a dog, and they like attention.
Do they respond to you? Like, if you walk in your house, they recognize you, they like you, they approach you?
Yeah, they definitely know, like, I make a certain little sound. They know, oh, I'm going to get a treat. I know who this person is. They'll come out even if they're asleep because they're nocturnal. And, I had something I was going to tell you, but they eat apples.
Can they use a litter box?
No, not necessarily. No, but you can potty train them to like go to the bathroom before they get in your pouch. And then like after they get out.
Now you said that when you got them at the fair, you said we got them. So was this an agreed adoption moment, or did one of you have to talk the other one into getting sugar gliders?
My husband was thoroughly excited to get them. And at that point, we had a, 6-month-old? I had a 4-year-old, a 6-month-old, and I had a puppy. So I did not particularly want to take on more animals at the time. But luckily, they're pretty easy. But that's why it took a little convincing.
What, the dog gets along with them? Everybody's fine? Copacetic?
Oh, yeah. We had a big old Great Dane, and he was hilarious. They would jump on his head, and he didn't know what to do, but he didn't do anything.
Now, when you take a sugar glider to the vet, do they have to call him back up, or do they know what they're dealing with?
Well, you do have to find an exotic pet vet, but we've thankfully never had to take them to the vet.
Okay.
They don't need, like, annual vaccinations or anything.
Really? So are they susceptible to anything? I mean, other than, I don't know, rabies? I mean, getting dewormed? Like, my dog, it's like having a baby. 8,000 freaking shots for this thing. But they don't need anything?
Not that I know of. They came with a massive manual of everything about them, which was great, but they don't have anything really susceptible. I mean, primarily they're inside our house because they, since they originate from Australia, they don't like cold temperatures. So it's
Hello,
not like
Mike.
They're going outside.
What did you end up naming your sugar gliders?
So the one with a white face is Cinderella. Because that was the only girl name my four-year-old knew at the time. And then the boy, he was a bit of a turd. So he likes to nip when he was younger. He still does sometimes. He's a little more unpredictable. So his name is Gizmo.
Gizmo.
Okay. Gizmo.
How much were these?
Oh, they were not cheap.
You don't get a discount when you buy them at the fair?
It's right when you get two.
I'm trying to remember, but I think you guys were pretty on par before when you were mentioning prices. I think we ended up maybe around six for the two of them.
Okay, well, the good news then about sugar gliders, for anyone paying attention, inflation does not affect the price. If that's what you paid, you know, 12 years ago, and they're still right around that same area,
I don't think we're tariffing the Australians right now.
Just, by the way, real quick, so you said Gizmo nips and all that. How bad does it hurt when you're bitten by a sugar glider?
Oh, man. It depends on where it gets you, you know, because they've got little mouths. So if he gets that cuticle on your finger, it's not fun. But and it depends, too. Like, if he's more scared, he will bite harder. But usually, like, he would just do kind of a little nip, like, hey, I want my space, you know. But
oh, sorry, sugar glider.
Yeah, you got to give him a space, too.
Yeah, you want a space in the home I brought you into. My bad.
You want to hear a crazy sound? Google what they sound like when they're, I think they call it chittering, like when they're mad. It's the weirdest sound. It's like.
All right, we're about to pull it up. The sound of an angry sugar glider.
Right. Yeah, because that has scared people before when they came to our house because they got startled and then they'd start like, yeah, and they bark too. They'll bark, which is like a little chirp sound.
How big do they get?
Oh, they're little. They're smaller than hamsters. They're just, they do look like little tiny flying squirrels.
Where do they sleep?
In their pouch.
Okay. All right. So if you get up and go to the kitchen, they're not going to follow you in, right?
No. I mean, we let them loose in the house sometimes, but that's pretty rare because we had one try and jump from like really high off the curtains and we didn't want her to get hurt. So usually they recommend that you get like a pop-up tent, and if you're going to play with them, you kind of can play with them there, you know, depending on how often you play with them.
You got to go to a tent inside your house to play with this damn thing.
We prefer to because then we don't end up not being able to get them out of wherever they might be.
Okay. That's an angry sugar glider.
I don't know that I'd say it's terrifying.
That's just them barking. That's like the sound they make when they're like want to play or make food. When they're angry, they make a different sound.
Yeah, Mike, you got to find the angry one, dude.
We need an angry sugar glider.
Is that it?
That's it.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Hit that again, Mike.
You know, when you were saying it has scared some people, I'm thinking, what chance would I have of being scared of something smaller than a hamster? And then Mike played that, and I'm like, you know what? I might back off from that.
What animal were you surprised was part of your day? 206-803-ROCK.
What's that one more time? The angry sugar glider?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, if I'm at your house and I hear that noise, I'm going to be pretty alarmed. I don't know if I'd say scared.
Yeah, scared isn't the right word, but disturbed.
Yeah, like, what is the alarm going off? Yeah, what is happening?
You're dead, man. You're sugar glider okay, man. He's making weird noises. And what is that?
That's Grumpy.
That's Grumpy.
Yeah.
Okay. I also don't know that I like, like, just the way you said that.
What?
I don't know if I want you being like, is your sugar glider okay? Just.
Hey, baby, is it okay tonight if, you know?
just feels weird.
You want to play my sugar glider?
I do.
Oh, dude, don't sweat it.
He's fine. He's fine.
He's just upset. He's Australian. He didn't enjoy the race. He's just, you know, he's pissed off.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast.
Brent Smith, how are you?
Well, I'm on time today, so that's a start. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great, man.
I heard it was a, what?
I apologize. I'm so sorry, guys. Like, literally, like, my day was nuts yesterday, but that's no excuse. You guys and girls are always so awesome to us, so I apologize. That is a rarity for me to be late to an interview, especially with, you know, Seattle and all of you. So anything that you, if you would like to just have at it with me for that,
sure.
Feel free.
No, Chris and Brent, I just want to be clear. Like, you don't have to apologize to us. However, we had invited 100.
Everybody else that was waiting.
Yeah, it was 150 orphans that we had invited with their puppies. I think they were very distraught. Yeah, they were the one. All the tears, but we took care of it.
How many people? The puppies were starving.
The puppies.
They were hungry.
We were playing Sarah McLachlan, the whole thing, and you were going to be the bright shining light.
You even brought Sarah McLachlan into the fold. Okay, I see what this is going to be. It's that kind of party.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. Yeah.
They just said that you didn't know about it. How many people are in your ear all the time? Like, how many people like tell you where to be? Where to go, what to do in your life. Do you have like 4 or 5 of those people?
4 or 500.
Yeah. I bet that would be a little tiring.
But no, here's the thing. Let's just get down to the nitty gritty. You guys are the only thing that matter right now. So let's just get back to you all. Right. Don't worry about me. Yeah, I'm here for you all. What can I do for you? What would you guys like to talk about? How is your day going? That's what I want to know.
Actually, it's not bad. Not a bad day so far.
It's very cold. Yeah.
I was going to say, has anybody ever like called you and asked you like legitimately, how are you doing today? Mm. Are you having a nice afternoon?
Not legitimately.
I'll tell you.
I mean, they say like, hey, how are you? But I say that to complete strangers. And the truth is like, I don't mean it and I don't want to know.
I spent $800 getting my car repaired this morning. Steve's dog blew his ACL out, which will be thousands.
I'll be her. And we're right around $6,000.
Yeah, so that's
right
how
now.
We're doing. No, so if you have any money you'd like to throw our way, that'd be great.
I mean, let's ask ourselves a question real quick. How, and I love dogs, but how in the world is it more expensive to fix a dog's ACL than it is a human being?
Okay.
I'm curious about this.
That's the question that I had. And basically, the vet just gives you a look.
$6,000, or is that just a random number you're throwing out?
No.
It's a hard number.
We had to drop about $1,000 to get the x-ray to tell us what we already knew, which is that her ACL was blown, and then that's like another $5,000. And I'm like, dude, she's got 4 legs. Surely she can get by in 3. But my wife insists that we spend the money. And you know what it is? Because dogs are cute. That's it. If it's an ugly dog, she's gone. But she's cute.
Yep. Hey,
Brent. All dogs have a cuteness factor in them. But here's my question.
All right.
Well, I know it's subjective. So is art, by the way. but my curiosity would be this. It is a dog. And what do dogs love to do? I mean, most dogs love to just take off and run. So with a operation like this for a dog, I'm curious to say, how are you going to keep them off their leg for what are you going to have to do? At least 6 weeks.
What they do is they
can like take off.
So I had the same question. Brent, they got us covered. Basically, you sedate the living piss out of your dog. That's all it is.
And then they poop all over your house.
No.
Yeah, that's the problem. It also gives them diarrhea. So like, the dog's kind of lethargic, doesn't want to do anything. I get it, and stay off her leg, but she'll kick that leg up and crap on the steps. So that, and for $6,000, I get to clean poop.
That's
going to
be a lot of drugs. You got an active dog.
We have a very active, we tried to explain that to him. So we actually, so seriously, they originally gave her a sedative, and the sedative, you know, this should calm her down. It did nothing. We called the vet and they're like,
It
did nothing. So we had to give her 2 sedatives instead of 1 because she's just that hyper. And it kind of worked.
Just real quick, I will say this. Now, I don't want anybody that's listening to this to be like, no, he's not a doctor, he's not a veterinarian, he shouldn't be saying anything about that. And they're absolutely right, I'm not. But what I have had experience with is I know a lot of people that have dogs, and when they have something where like they need to kind of be immobile, there is this thing with dogs with sedatives. Like sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work. But the one thing that I have found that works, and obviously check with the veterinarian before anything, but But what I have been told by friends of mine, that Benadryl actually works wonders and does sedate them, and it's better than an opioid.
I've heard
that.
Say,
veterinarian about that.
I thought you were going to go weed gummies
or beer. Beer sedates them too.
No.
And look, you're not a veterinarian, but I've heard veterinarians do karaoke. They have no business singing, so I think it's fair.
That's right.
Hey, I mean, I have no business singing karaoke, to be honest.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yes, you do.
You should actually sneak in.
You should do it all the time.
And do some Shinedown songs and see if anybody notices. Just wear like a disguise.
I maybe could do that, but like, you know, I'm not walking up there trying to like perform like, you know, Cherry Pie. I would butcher that probably.
No, you wouldn't.
It would be kind of fun though if a drunk guy was like, yeah, you almost sound like that guy. Keep trying.
So close,
man. Almost. Now, what I would do though is I would totally just for fun, if I was at a karaoke place, I did this back in the day, but I would go up and I would do Sinatra songs and I would try to like bring it home every time. And it was always a fun experience to watch these drunkards just start like, you know, clapping and more encore. So Sinatra, I might be able to pull that off.
Good times. Hey, thank you for coming up and doing our first ever Unwrapped acoustic holiday at Angel of the Winds. That was a good time.
I had the most amazing time at that event. Like, seriously, there was such a cool, awesome vibe at that. I know that was the first time that you had done it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to think that it was successful. I felt like it was successful. That's the first time that me and Zach have walked out and, you know, just me and him and done it in an arena per se. Like when we're on the road with the band, we have sections of the show, you know, where we'll kind of like bring everything down. We'll do a B stage thing, but that's full band. But like to walk into an arena setting, just me and Zach, and that see the place just full up, I was like, wow, this is a way
that's
more
crazy.
Kind of intense situation. But I thought you guys did great, and it was a really cool event.
Well, you're coming back Saturday night, April 4th, the Moore Theater. It's the Amplify Courage show. You, along with Nancy Wilson of Heart. Who else going to be there? Mike Inez from Alice in Chains, our buddy Aaron Jones, and our favorite MC ever, Craig Gass, for a night. And you're going to do a benefit show for bullying prevention. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. So she's since retired, and she's like such a family member to the band. But our business manager of 20-plus years, her name is Lori Davis. She's a part of this organization, too. And she brought it to me and Zach and asked about it and if we would be a part of it. And we said, absolutely. And then I got to be totally honest with you. The fanboy, I'm going to do the best that I can the evening that we play this, because the fact that Nancy Wilson is going to be there, when I found that out, I was a little bit like, say what?
Yeah,
and, really? So that's going to be, I'm going to do my best to not completely melt down and be a fan.
That guy, man. Don't be that guy. So you've never met her before, I guess.
No, I have not. And I probably will just be like, hello, nice to meet you, if I even get a chance to say hello to her. But I don't think I've ever like said this out loud, but one of my, you know, I was a huge Chris Cornell fan and I still am. And one of the things about Chris Cornell was when I was a teenager and I was, you know, I remember getting super unknown and then reading every single article I could about Chris Cornell and Soundgarden. And he was always talking about one of his, if not his biggest influence, was Heart. And I didn't really know a lot about Heart at the time. And like, because of Chris Cornell, it took me down all of these wonderful rabbit holes, if you will, of learning about Heart and just how awesome of a band they are. So I have, over the years since then, I'm a massive fan. So just to even be able to be on the same show as her and be a part of that is like it's a big deal. Yeah.
And not only that, as far as bullying goes, it's a different world. When we grew up, we all got bullied.
It is.
But now it's on the internet.
Right.
Now,
we had we kind of had like a school prescribed bully, right? So elementary school, you knew who the bully was, and it wasn't even really personal towards you. They were just the bully. Everybody got bullied. And then Miles is right. You know, online, now you can have 100,000 people dogging you.
My daughter, her biggest issue was what her friends, supposed friends, were saying about her, you know, on social media.
Right.
And it absolutely devastated her. It was, you know, one of those things where she couldn't stand being on it. She got off of it more than I did. I mean, she was going back and forth trying to be on Instagram and all this stuff, and she was like, sometimes it's just not worth it.
It's not. So what was your situation like growing up, man? I mean, were you ever a bully? Did you get bullied?
Without question, I got bullied. I get bullied now. You know what I mean? It's very interesting. Here's my thing about all of that. I just refuse to hate anyone, no matter what they do. Like, the fact of the matter is, and what I mean by that, especially when you're talking about a bully, it is very true. A lot of times the bully is probably the one being bullied the most behind the scenes. That doesn't give them a pass. But like when I was a kid, my dad taught me, I mean, he didn't do it with like boxing gloves or anything like that. But my dad knew that I was getting messed with like pretty much from middle school on into high school. But like I remember probably 7th or 8th grade, I would say, my dad was just like, look, I'm going to need to teach you how to defend yourself. It's not so much the offense as it is the defense, because back in the day, it was very physical. Like, people just didn't care. Like, they would mess with you on the school bus. They'd mess with you in the hallways.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, the community, you know, pool that everybody went to and what have you. You know, you would have – the fact was is that my dad taught me at an early age. He goes, it doesn't matter if you don't win the fight, but you cannot, under any circumstances, allow them to continuously keep coming into your personal space and messing with you. And my dad just came from this school where he's like, I'm going to teach you how to throw a punch. I'm going to teach you, you know, how to block a punch. I'm going to teach you what you need. And then you're kind of on your own, but you got to be a man and you got to stand up for yourself. And you're right. Now with social media and just like what people can really do, it's very cruel. But what I would say to anybody is, you always no matter what, this is something that is very, very important. Do your best to, you know, de-escalate the situation if you can, you know. And a lot of times I remember the bullies that I had, like I would let them, you know, kind of get it out, and maybe they'd leave me alone. Maybe they wouldn't. But if they wouldn't leave me alone, the first thing I did is I would just be like, what is your problem with me? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? Like, and for some reason that would kind of throw them off their game, and they didn't really know what their problem was with me.
Exactly.
And then there were certain, and by the way, there were certain guys that it was one of those things where it's just like, I just don't like you. I just don't like the way you look. I don't like the way you walk. I don't like the way you talk. And honest to God, what I did at that point is I just basically like took my book bag off, threw my books down and said, all right, dude, bring it, you know, yeah, right here and now.
I did,
you
know, that once and got punched in the face.
Oh, dude, I got punched in the face. I got punched in the ribs. I got punched, you know, in the groin, like you name it. But the thing is, like, the thing for me is, like, you know, a lot of them were kind of ties, because I think once I was like, all right, man, you know, bring it on. You know, they weren't really expecting that. And I got, you know, I got my ass handed to me a couple of times. But you know what happened after that? That person never messed with me again, because they knew that I was going to stand up.
Well, that's the truth of it, right? We always talk about like lions, right? And on this big, fierce animal. I'm like, and they are. But also they go after the old, the infirm, or the young. Right? Because any other animal, you're going to fight back. You know, if a zebra kicks you in the face, the lion says, all right, I'm not going to go after that zebra.
And now, ironically enough, you're in the best shape of your life. You could kick their ass now. Have you, any of those people now ask for maybe a pair of tickets to see the show?
I've never had that actually happen where, like, there was somebody that, like, reached out to me later on. No, I've never had anything like that happen. And again, look, I got to be really, really, you know, we have a song literally called Bully.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the time when that was being presented to the public, you know, the question was like, okay, well, what is it about, though? And it's still the same as it was then as it is now. And that was about, if somebody is coming into your sphere and into your personal space and they are attacking you, then sometimes you may just have to attack them back.
Agreed.
You know, but that song is very much about like not turning the other cheek and standing up for who you are. And it can be extremely terrifying to be put in a situation like this. But at the end of the day, you have got to have enough inside of yourself. I know that it can be terrifying to be put in a situation like that. And again, like I said, you want to de-escalate it if you can. But I know it might be something that's really frightening, but you got to stand up for yourself.
Are you going to do Bully?
Yeah.
I mean,
that makes total sense why we would do it.
How about cherry pie?
You know what? Because this is actually occurring now and we're bringing cherry pie into the conversation, you may get cherry pie from me and Zach.
Just long as it's not when the children cry. Or what do you want to hear, Ted? Rocky Top?
Rocky Top.
Ted is so over Rocky Top.
Yeah, I know the main couple of lines of Rocky Top. I probably know When the Children Cry more than Rocky Top.
Well, good news, dude. I'm taking lessons on my ukulele, so next time I see you, I'll just play it.
Dude, bring it on. Let's go.
Oh, you must have missed the part where he said ukulele. Yeah. Yeah.
Doing a lot of Tiny Tim covers.
That's okay. The ukulele is a fine instrument.
Are you just saying that because Ted's standing there? And what would you say if Ted couldn't hear us? That's the dumbest instrument.
I would say I've only seen one person play the ukulele and make it cool, and that's Tyler from 21 Pilots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny because Ted was asking me, dude, like, who else plays ukulele? And there's what, Tiny Tim and
Tyler from 21 Pilots plays a ukulele like a boss.
I'm almost sure that Nancy Wilson plays ukulele from the Lovemongers in Battle of Evermore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got a ukulele in it.
Okay.
Nancy Wilson can play whatever she wants.
And you're fine with it. Amplify Courage is a Saturday night, April 4th at the Moore Theater. I look forward to seeing you there, Brent.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and girls, too, man. Thank you so much for giving the awareness to this show and to this organization. It does mean a great deal to us, and especially to our friend Lori Davis, who is a Seattle native. And I really appreciate you guys and girls supporting this. It means a lot to us, so thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, thank you, man.
We appreciate it. Good talking to you, Brent.
All right, guys. Have a great rest of the day.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
See you, brother. Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitchola. Oh,
yeah. A lot of Christians calling today.
Christian, are you sober or not sober?
Sadly, I'm sober.
All right.
Oh, good Christian. All right.
Exactly. All right, Christian, Men's Room poll, you're going to try one. Snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
I'm dropping a cop.
Damn.
Dropping them. He's not just punching them. He's dropping them.
Dropping them.
Bad Christian. Yeah. Bad Christian. All right. Here is your question. In what sport would a contestant perform the Fosbury Flop?
Oh, I know this.
Really?
Yeah.
Fosbury Flop?
Yeah.
That's what it's called, man. Yeah. It's you're probably only going to watch it during the Olympics.
Olympics, yeah.
Summer.
Summer Olympics.
Is that what they called it?
Shot put.
It was the guy's last name, and he figured out how to be better at the high jump.
Yeah, it's for the high jump.
By flopping over it backwards.
Oh.
Oh, so the Fosbury Flop is basically what we see them do, yes. Every single one of them.
Correct. He came up with the idea.
Because they were just going foot first, weren't they, and actually trying to jump over it.
Yeah. They were diving.
Or they were kind of jumping over it. Yeah. They weren't hurtling it. I like that idea.
Just getting it.
All right, your question. What is the name of the cartilage tissue that prevents food from going down the wrong pipe? Most of the time.
Cartilage tissue from food going down the wrong pipe. What in the world? I don't know. Mucus?
Not mucus. I'll give you a hint. Some people who enjoy champagne will say the bubbles tickle this. It tickles the epiglottis.
Epiglottis? Oh. Who says that?
I just remember some English dude on a TV commercial talking about something he drank, and he said it tickles the epiglottis, and I know it. I thought it was hilarious as a kid.
Every year at our Oscar party, Ted, you're talking about how it's tickling your epiglottis.
You got to tickle your epiglottis.
Right. I forgot. Yep.
All right.
Try to use that on Saturday.
What, epiglottis?
Yeah, it's tickling my epiglottis.
Yeah, that's what I got to say. Tickles the epiglottis. Say it with your hands in your pants and see if people can figure out what you're talking about.
And your chest.
All right. Your question, what hobby involving paper uses the Yoshizawa Randlett diagramming system?
Paragamis?
Got it.
What did you call? I'm going to give it to you.
Origami.
Yeah. What did you say?
Origami.
I thought you said paragami.
Are you saying no?
Para. I didn't say paragami.
Okay, I can't give that to you. What are you wearing there? A pair of gummies?
Damn it. All right.
All right. Your question, what country's flag was Christopher Columbus sailing under when he almost discovered America?
Is that the British?
Portugal. Spain.
Spanish?
Spain.
Oh, it was Spain.
But he was Italian.
He was Italian. Hey, let me buy your flag for my boat.
I'm more of a dummy than I thought.
That's all right.
You're on question five.
Well, you know, Christopher Columbus, who was Italian, sailed here under the Spanish flag and then invented baseball. And that's why the Italians are so good.
That's exactly it.
Good job, Ted.
Damn near took us.
Connected all the dots here, Mike.
You got it, man. All right.
So, your question now, what modern-day country did Christopher Columbus land on in 1492?
Would that be the United States?
He did not make it to the United States.
Nah, he didn't make it up.
That is complete BS in history, no. He made it to our hemisphere, but he did not make it to the United States. It's a country in the Caribbean.
Okay, well then apparently our education system failed me.
Oh, it fails everyone on that tip.
Go look at a statue of Leif Erikson down in Ballard.
Mm-hmm. Country in the Bahamas.
Jamaica.
Bermuda?
Bahamas.
Bahamas.
Ooh, I want to take you. All right, one more about Christopher Columbus. In spite of landing in the Bahamas, where did Christopher Columbus believe he had landed?
I can get the first two right. I don't know if I'm going to get this one.
I'll give you a hint. He thought he'd basically sailed around the world.
Yep.
Asia.
Cool.
Got it.
Okay, the East Indies, which essentially they're located off the coast of Asia. So
do we still call that area the West Indies because he messed it up?
Some people still do. You don't hear it as much, but that's the thing. Like, he did not discover the United States of America. He landed in the Bahamas. He did not know he's in the Bahamas. He did not know where he was on the world. He thought he'd reached the other side of Asia. And there was no one to correct him because you sail back, you tell people that. They're like, cool. So not saying he wasn't a good sailor, but
cool
brother
story,
had
dude.
No freaking idea where he was.
Well, that's why for years you grew up calling Native Americans Indians.
That was specifically why.
Right, because he thought he was there.
He was wrong.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rob.
And then the other dude just made the map and said, put my name on it, America.
Amerigo Vespucci.
Yeah, Amerigo Vespucci.
I want to say Nome, Alaska. You know it got its name.
I don't know.
Bad handwriting. So someone, there was a small town there people. When they're mapping it out, right? And the guy wrote name with a question mark. Another, we need to name this place. But the guy who translated it over misread what he wrote, thought it said Nome. And was like, all right. So hence, Nome, Alaska.
Huh.
Yeah. Not for short people, but I like your idea better.
A lot of little people around here.
For Travelocity.
Tall hats.
Tall hats.
Short
big red
guys.
Thing. White beards.
Yeah.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Really good to choose.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, Miles. I'm driving.
All right, Justin. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to try one. Are you going to take snake yoga, sword swallowing, breathing fire, or punching a cop?
I'm going to breathe fire, Miles. At least give it a try.
Why not?
All right. All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. What insect has the longest lifespan? Is it termite queens, ant queens, the golden jewel beetle, or cicadas? So termite queens, ant queens, golden jewel beetle, or cicadas?
Oh, God. I'm an entomologist. Let's go with cicadas.
Not a bad guess. They live up to 17
years. I'll say the queen termite.
The termite queens, they can live up to 50 years. Ant queens can live up to 30 years. The golden jewel beetle, 47 years. And cicadas, 17 years.
I knew some old queens when I lived on Capitol Hill.
Yes, you did. At least 50 years old.
Nice guy.
Name's Kevin. Check him out sometime.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Your question. The insect with the shortest lifespan is the mayfly, living literally only 24 hours. As a result of that, how many minutes is it an adult? So scientists break. So the thing lives 24 hours. Basically, it hatches, becomes an adult. And once it becomes an adult, it's about getting laid and dying. How many minutes do they consider adulthood for a mayfly?
12 minutes.
Oh, that's ancient, bro. 5 minutes.
That's it.
Five minutes.
Damn. I tried to break it down. Like, you know, it gets through the adolescence, maybe about 2 hours, so 120 minutes.
That is so weird, man.
5 minutes and you're an adult.
So you got to think, you know, like a mayfly when it's dying. Like, oh, my entire life flashed before my eyes. Like, really? Okay, man.
In 5 minutes, well, he's got a mortgage and babies to worry about.
Right, he's got 5 minutes, and life goes to hell. You can retire with 30 seconds left. All right.
Are you set for the future?
Have you thought about your future? Because by the time this commercial's done, most of it's gone.
Ask your doctor if this is right for you.
All right. Where on your body would you find dentin? D-E-N-T-I-N.
Dentin.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it. Think about a wide...
Oh, don't overthink it. Teeth.
There you
okay.
go.
Very good. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time if we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 50-year-old John Stevenson of Yorkshire, England.
All right.
Now, John is a tough guy, not just because he's a kickboxer. He's also pulled a number of high-profile vehicles, including the A-Team van, using only his bare hands. But those feats, they weren't good enough for John's satisfaction. He decided that he will pull a 4,000-pound car 50 meters using only his testicles. And when we say only his testicles, legitimately, only his testicles. So a tow rope was tied around a silk scarf that was then tied around his dudeberries before he began to pull. Keep in mind, he did not tie the silk rope around his own dudeberries. He had a friend, and I'm going to add a very good friend, actually attached the scarf to his berries. So, again, he has that tied around his dudeberries, and then it began to pull. Now, he says, quote, "When I first strapped up, I thought, am I doing the right thing here? I feel like that's a fair question." Well, apparently he answered yes, because it turns out that he was. To the cheers of family, friends, and local residents, John successfully pulled a car 164 feet using only his nads. Now, he's not the first person to do it, but he has become the first man in the United Kingdom to pull a car using only his tickle bag. But also, we tip our hat to him because while he was doing it, honest to God, he was munching on a bag of nuts.
He was eating a bag of nuts.
Yeah. But he did it.
Like eating peanuts?
I don't know what kind of nuts they were, but he intentionally ate the bag of nuts while pulling a 4,000-pound vehicle with his testicles. And he did it. So here's to you, buddy.
Impressive.
Yeah, kids, who says dreams can't come true? So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.